Stella Who, written by L. M. Wasselsu and narrated by Jack Winters. Prologue. Who are they? The nameless, the faceless, those of the faceless tribe, they with their vanquished voices, who say in the street, "Can you spare some change? Only a dollar," keeping the old adage alive. High above the earth, far beyond the heavy lid of grey clouds, the solar system did a celestial dance, performing a rare alignment, making a paradigm shift that would affect the most unsuspecting of people. Chapter 1. Stella pitched a piece of trash into the old oil barrel. A weak flame rose, glowing red through the rusted holes of the drum, then died away almost as quickly as it had grown. It offered no warmth and no false hope to any of those who watched. Earlier that morning, an unseasonable low-pressure system had moved over Vancouver Island, and with the storm came high winds and the first snow that the people of Victoria had seen in years. With it came a damp, biting cold that chilled even the most tolerant to the bone. "I hate winter," Megan said, quivering with cold. A few of the others murmured in agreement, but felt too miserable to comment. They stood huddled together, shivering, shoulder to shoulder, in a tiny circle, gazing inquisitively into the metal barrel, as if seeking answers to questions that had never been asked. In the distance could be heard the muffled sounds of Christmas. They listened and knew that the shoppers smiled, unmindful of the cold, their mood joyous as they rushed from shop to shop. Lights of red and green and blue twinkled, reflecting from the light dusting of snow and from the boats as they drifted in the harbour. The annual parade of lights celebrations had begun, and a line of boats began their dance, weaving back and forth as if choreographed. Joyous tunes blared from the yachts, for the merriment was already well under way. But none of that festive mood had spread down to where the miserable group of homeless people hovered over their pathetic fire. They generally tried to avoid congregating in large numbers, for that brought public attention their way, reminding the councillors and the residents of Victoria that their numbers were growing. But on that cold, blustery night they threw caution to the wind and assembled, and not just for the warmth, although that would have given them great comfort. They were filled with the need to be near those who understood their problems and the life in which they lived. That short interlude of togetherness under the cover of darkness gave them the endurance that was necessary to overcome their travails. But more than anything, on that particular night they needed to be next to other living, breathing human beings. In their quiet, they were all thinking of Charlie, absent, yet one of them, who was hovering elsewhere on the fine line between life and death. It was Gordon who broke the silence, likely because he simply had to talk about it.
"How could anyone do this to old Charlie? Poor old simple, harmless Charlie. Those fucking bastards tried to cook him to a crisp."
Stella, out of habit, glanced over to see if Holly was asleep, then turned back to Gordon, knowing that Holly had likely heard that kind of coarse talk more than any child ought to. But they all knew that she would never repeat the words. In the months since Stella had known Holly, she had never spoken a word. Yet everyone knew that Holly heard and understood every word that was said. Stella gazed at the weak fire, having decided to ignore Gordon's coarse language, knowing that he needed to vent his anger. In all likelihood, Holly was sound asleep anyway, and for some strange reason she never seemed to be as bothered about the cold as the rest of them. Stella looked into the saddened faces of her friends. They varied in ages from 17 to 70, and her eyes rested again where little Holly lay asleep, inside Megan's shopping cart, under a plastic cover, and on a hollowed-out bed of old coats and clothes. Holly would be 4 years old within a few weeks, and Stella wondered if she had ever had a real birthday party.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?